Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I am Lawrence Holmes, and I am here with you until 2 o'clock. We are getting ready to have a conversation with the manager of your Chicago Cubs, who's pretty hot right now, which is a good thing, David Ross. Ray, let's get it.
This is the David Ross Show.
Chicago!
Cubs manager David Ross on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
My expectation is for us to win ball games. I mean, like, we're going to go out and compete really hard. I think it's a fun group.
World Series hero.
And now the 1-2 pitch on the way to Ross. One on, hit in the air, deep center field. Back goes Davis. Back near the track, near the wall. Davis leaping, and that ball is a home run.
David Ross with Lawrence Holmes on 670 The Score.
This hour is being brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto. Online at CarX.com. David Ross joins me on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Rossi, what's up, dude?
What's going on, Lawrence? How are you? Good afternoon.
Man, I'm doing all right, and so is your ball club. Well, what do you think has been different about your team over the last week or so?
I think it starts with starting pitching. We've gotten much better starting pitching. Kyle's been on a roll. Justin Steele gave us a great outing. Obviously, Wade last night was really impressive. I think overall our starting pitching has just kept us in the ball game, put up a lot of zeros early on, and gave us a chance to compete throughout the game. We've had some big knocks late, having those balls fall finally for us, and we're in every ball game still. But starting pitching keeps it close, and we've come through with some big hits here and there.
I wanted to ask you about Frank Schwindel, because he's had an interesting week where he had been optioned, and then you guys brought him back, and you made a roster move, and he ends up playing for you, and in a couple of instances came very close to winning a game with a home run, then had a couple of other great at-bats, had some great at-bats last night. Can you walk me through what this roller coaster of a week must have been like for him?
Yeah, I think, you can go back to the week before as well when you're scuffling a little bit and you're trying so hard to, get hits and find your timing, have good at-bats, and you get the bad news, you go home, you reset, you kind of, probably a sense of relief. I mean, talking to him a little bit, he knew he wasn't right, but had been working on some things, and we believe in Frank and trying to take some of the pressure off of him and give him a few at bats to regroup while we needed some starting pitching. And you get that bad news, you reset mentally, you're let down, he was definitely disappointed, and we bring him right back, and I make that phone call to tell him he's coming back the next day, and he was just pumped up. He's like, sweet, no hard feelings, no sulking, no bad attitude. He just kept working with our hitting guys, and you put him in there, and he continues to have success and some good at-bats, some things fall. And I think that, that ball he hit in San Diego was really a turning point, like, hey, I'm going to come up with big hits. I'm having good at-bats. He's hitting balls hard all over the yard. And then things start falling for him, and then it's about confidence. That's really what it is a lot of the times. When you get your timing down and you start to hit balls hard and build a little bit of confidence. That stuff can go a long way.
How hard are those conversations when you know a guy is doing everything that they can, but they're not helping and you have to make a move?
Yeah, I mean, that's the worst part of this job, right? I mean, the you know every guy on the team and the organization when you have to deliver a tough message. Everybody's giving their all and everybody's putting their best foot forward, so to speak, every time out there. They work hard. We have a group that worked extremely hard, and they bring a positive attitude every day. I think sometimes, one, it's just like, you know, you want guys to get right and you believe in them, and you're trying to give them an environment where they can work through some things. And sometimes it's just roster construction, and we may need an extra pitcher here, or somebody may be short, and you got to send a guy down and get a fresh guy. When I say short, I mean just look, we've taxed them a lot in the bullpen, and you got to have a little bit of turnover. And I think the successful teams that have depth and a lot of versatility are the ones that are going to you see compete year after year, because it's next man up mentality. And sometimes guys just need a reset, or we just got to rest a guy and get a fresh arm up here at the big leagues, because it's all about winning.
You brought up Kyle Hendricks and what he's done over the last three starts. What are the things that you like from what you've seen of him?
I think the fastball command, I talk about his, and he talks as well about his angle to his pitches. Working down in the zone, I think, is really important for him. And the changeup just seems to be, the depth on it right now just really seems to be some of his best that I think he's had. Another thing he's really incorporated really well is the breaking ball, even in behind the counts, flipping the breaking ball in, stealing a strike to hit, giving him a different look. But for me, it's all about fastball command and the angle of that fastball. It's got a real sink to it. It's working down on the zone. You get chases underneath on the changeup when you're doing that, making the hitter commit to down away, which is a really hard pitch to hit consistently. When he's executing that over his career, he's been really, really good. He's doing a good job with that right now.
I'm fascinated by Scott Efros and how he's been able to be really, really effective. Is his delivery something that is hard for batters to pick up?
Yeah, I mean, it was for me when I played. I hated the sidearm guys. It's such a different look. It takes you a minute to figure out where the ball needs to start, how much sink or run is in that, and then you're kind of playing the guessing game between the sinker in and the slider that's going to sweep away. Scotty's got even more to his game with he's got what we call kind of an upshoot fastball. He's got where he can make it rise in the zone and get above the barrel. And really, as a changeup has come into play really nicely versus the lefty. So he's off to a great start for us, a guy that's really built some trust. He's got a unique story. He's worked really hard, made some changes. He comes in and competes his tail off. He gives us what we want. He doesn't walk guys. He's in the zone. He's on the attack. He's done a really, really nice job for us, and somebody's been a big piece of our success so far.
You got to love that, right? As a manager, a guy that takes some lumps, makes some changes, talks to people around the game, goes and reaches out to other guys that throw like him, and then has success. As a manager, you've got to absolutely love that type of story.
Sure. I mean, you know where just from being around the game for a long time, my radar goes up if a player comes up and hadn't had any adversity, then you're worried the first taste of adversity is going to come at the big league level, and that's a scary thing. To try to handle it on this stage. When guys go through adversity and overcome that and work hard and like you said, rely on the people around them and talk to coaches, talk to other players, and they've been through the ups and downs of success and failures and have come out on the other side of that, that's a really, really strong thing. And I think you need that more than just talent sometimes at our level, because you're going to hit bumps in the road, and it's how you bounce back and how you try to figure out the problems and how you continue to compete when things aren't going great.
Talking with Cubs manager David Ross here as the Cubs on a nice little run over the last week have won two series in a row and trying to win a series against the Pirates. Tonight you'll be able to hear the game here on The Score. Rossi, you and Wilson Contreras are now in a very, very cool club of major league players. I want to take you back real quick to your 100th home run.
Ross cracks one in the air, deep left field. 100 home runs for David Ross. Three-run homer, Cubs lead 5-1. A smiling David Ross rounding third. As he said a few weeks ago, 100 home runs in the show would be very cool. He is enjoying that moment right now.
The great Pat Hughes with the call. So when you hit the 100th home run, walk me through what you felt like.
I tell you what, first off, I love Pat Hughes' home run calls. You guys play that Game 7 one. He's such an icon around us, and I just love hearing his voice. That feels great, right? And I think Wilson's yesterday took me back to my 100th, and obviously Wilson's gotten there a lot faster than I did and is a much better caliber player than I was. And to see him do that and all that hard work pay off and to be a part of that, to watch him when he first, his first at bat, taking that change up off the lefty to right center in his first home run. I remember like it was yesterday, sitting on the bench and so pumped up for him. And then he gets to hit 100 last night for a grand slam in that fashion, was pretty special. I thought, you saw a little emotion come out from him. He's pumped up. He's put a lot of hard work and again, a guy that we rely on for championship at-bats. And really, you're talking about our success as of late. He's just gotten on fire and having great at-bats at the top of our order. We really rely on Wilson, and that was a really cool moment last night.
For someone who sat there next to him, that worked in every meeting with him as a teammate, and now to manage him, how have you seen him change from the moment he walks into the door to the player that he is now?
I think just the confidence he has within himself. One, knowing he belongs here, you got to prove that first a little bit. And then you get to have some success and be on a championship team and be a part of a lot of winning. And now he's the veteran. He's the guy we rely on. He's the guy that's leading these young pitchers, trying to set the example, controlling his emotions and his at-bats and maturing in that way. Like, he's gotten better in so many ways. Every part of his game, really. I mean, being able to turn the page after a bad at bat and things that take a little bit of time and understanding, like, each at bat is unique. If you get out in the first, having another championship at bat in the fourth, and the sixth and the eighth, those, the things that continue to help us win ball games. He's done a really nice job of leading in that way and continues to grow every single day. He's awesome.
When you have a player that's clearly valuable the way that Wilson is, and people look at you and look at your team and say, well, maybe at some point they try to move Wilson, he's, I'm sure, hearing and feeling all of that. How do you tell him to deal with the speculation on where his career goes from here?
I don't give advice in those areas. Now, that would really be outside of my comfort zone and really, one of those things that I don't think everybody's a grown man and they're out having their careers. And the things that are important to me that I try to talk about is the daily focus on winning that day. And Wilson does a really good job of bringing a good attitude and a focus to win that day and not letting out any outside noise affect him. I think he saw and had great examples last year of some guys that went through that and probably learned a lot from that. And he has a good team around him, good guys around him, and a great support staff within his family that I know is really important to him, that supports him. We support him and everything he does. And I think he loves being a Chicago Cub. I think he loves his teammates, and I think he loves winning. And those are things that I value and I try to continue to stress to everybody. And I don't have to worry about that with Wilson. He does a nice job of bringing that mentality every single day.
You talked about like the emotional, the things that have happened this year with Wilson, like him and his brother with the lineup card. I mean, you have to not have a soul if you didn't enjoy that, like as a fan, like seeing those two guys and then seeing him be emotional last night. I love when guys are able to harness it. And I've always loved Willie because because he's an emotional guy and he sometimes allows us in as viewers and fans of the game to see it. For you, how did you harness your emotions? And what are the positives when you have a guy that can play with a little bit of emotion like Willie does?
Yeah, I think edge and emotion is good, right? I mean, our emotions can and I think Willie's sometimes comes out in anger and sometimes comes out in sadness and sometimes comes out in I'm mad, you know, like how to control those and continue to not let them affect your performance for me was the biggest thing. And you learn that, right? You learn to control those emotions and fears. I think a lot of my stuff going back was controlling the fear of letting for a fan base that expected a lot out of you and not being the one that made the mistake. You know, I think Wilson's probably carrying a little bit different emotion of like, I've got to, you know, he's one of our best hitters, one of our best performers, and one of our all-stars. And he's a guy that has even higher expectations. And he knows if he's one of the guys we rely on to do well. So, you know, I think that's something that everybody grows into. And I think that's something that you continue to learn how you work best. I know, speaking of, you know, emotions, Wade was saying he was way too amped up on that first outing in San Diego and turned it around last night and said he's just trying to go out and have fun. I think that's something that you learn as you get older. We can put a lot of expectations on ourselves. We can put a lot of false narratives on ourselves of what we have to be or what we have to do. The main thing is go out and have fun, play like you're a kid, do your homework and enjoy the game. That's usually when we're at our best, most of us.
You said something earlier that I just wanted to kind of whiteboard because I like when you teach us baseball here on this segment. You're talking about Wilson Contreras and championship at bats. For you, what constitutes a championship at bat?
Yeah, it's consistency, right? The thing that stands out to me is what do you look like in your first at bat of the game, your approach? Are you staying to middle away? You know, if you're looking for something out over, do you swing at a sinker in? Or if you're committed to the fastball, are you laying off any kind of spin until you get two strikes? Whatever your consistent type of at bat is in your plan, and seeing that every time you walk up, if there's nobody on and two outs in your first at bat of the game and you have a certain at bat, but then bases loaded, two outs, fans are on their feet in the ninth, am I getting the same at bat? Am I able to control my emotions and have my at bat in that moment? That's what's important to me. Not all of a sudden I swing at the first pitch over my head. You know, those are things, obviously you grow and you learn, that comes with maturity, but the more consistent championship type at bats that we can have throughout a game, and if you get that from 1 through 9 and that doesn't end for 9 innings, the other team and the other pitcher has to work really, really hard. And that, to me, is what championship at bats look like.
Rossi, as always, I appreciate the time and the information. Good luck tonight against Brubaker.
All right, Lawrence. Take care, man. Good to talk to you. Have a great day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.